Elissa Walker Campbell back with you in hour number one at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We just had a wonderful conversation to open our show with Rolando Blackman. But right now, hey, we're going to lace it up. We're going to hit the hardwood and zero in on the Western Conference and the Memphis Grizzlies, who are currently fifth in the Western Conference standings. And they are definitely one of the teams. They are ready for this lengthy NBA All-Star break and the much needed rest that comes with it. It's such a pleasure to have back with us, always a Big E favorite, the versatile big man, the very talented Memphis Grizzlies, Brandon Wright. Good evening, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's great to have you back on. It's good to hear your voice. And obviously, it's a big weekend, NBA All-Star 2016. In fact, the Sprint NBA All-Star Celebrity Game, it just got underway tonight. Obviously, one of the most popular events of the weekend. But let me ask you this. Give me a quick hit. What are you looking forward to the most? Obviously, it's a huge weekend in Toronto. You think Zach LaVine, he's going to repeat as the slam dunk champion?
If I was a betting man, I don't think I had to go with him. He's pretty good on both feet. Seen him do a lot of different things. It's always tough to go back-to-back years. You got to get pretty creative. But I think he's pulled some tricks out of his hat.
Yeah, absolutely. Defending his crown. Always, that's going to be very fun to watch. But let's talk with you about the importance of the NBA All-Star break. Memphis has gone through a tough stretch of games, and this is going to give you guys an opportunity to rest and recover and make a strong run in this final stretch. Obviously, this extra rest is really critical and to get you guys healthy, right?
Yeah, it's huge. And, we've been a team that's been pretty beat up overall. I've been out for a while. Marc Gasol just went down with a broken foot. So, we have some other guys that have been nicked up and had some injuries. So, we got to use this week to recover and get ready for the second half, because those 28 games go by just like that. And before you know it, it'll be playoff time.
Right. And we're going to talk about your return. Obviously, you just mentioned the Grizzlies lose Marc Gasol indefinitely due to a broken right foot. But during the All-Star break, what kind of advice do the coaches give you during the break, the do's and don'ts? Because I have to assume, if you're like a single person, it's kind of your dream. There's so many distractions and temptations out there. What is your focus? Does your routine, does it stay the same, Brandon, throughout the break?
For our team, it's pretty simple. We have a veteran group, and, he didn't say much to us, take off 3-4 days and then get back in the gym, do a little cardio, and then we'll play just 2 days and we'll be ready to go. That's pretty much all he said. But, for, like you said, a younger guy or a guy who's looking to get involved with the event, it can be a training weekend, and you really have to be careful, not to do too much and not to expend too much energy, because you end up not getting the proper rest you need.
Well, let's talk about you, Brandon. Obviously, this season, it's been very challenging for you, missing a total of 45 games. You had right knee surgery on December 17th, projected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. But now, after the All-Star break, the news is that you will be returning following the All-Star break. Is that correct?
That is correct, and I'm excited to get back on the court. I'm feeling really good, and, I got to step up and got to hit the ground running. We lost Mark, and now. No excuses for us. We'll keep playing no matter what.
Yeah, with Marc Gasol out indefinitely, what are you anticipating in terms of minutes per game? What are you looking at, and how does your role change with him being out?
It's been a pretty heavy load. Obviously, they brought me here for times like this, and, it's unfortunate that we couldn't really have our whole team together pretty much this entire season together on the court at the same time. But I'm looking forward to the challenge. I'm excited about this last part of the season. I feel like, our tempo will probably go up a little bit, and I'm excited to get out there in the open court and show some things.
Well, I know the Grizz fans, they are very anxious for you to get back, because you provide athleticism and obviously offense efficiency. You provide a tremendous value for the Memphis Grizzlies. What's that one thing that you want to be able to provide and produce when you get out there on the court?
The biggest thing is I just want to run around and make plays, block shots, keep still, deflections, clean up other men. Just use my athleticism to my advantage. And I think, we play like that, we move the ball, it's contagious. Our other guys started to feel good. We started looking better as a team. And I think it'll be interesting in the second half. It'll be a new style, maybe a little different personnel, but I think it'll be fun for us.
Memphis Grizzlies' Brandon Wright is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would love to hear from you. We are interactive. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. We were talking about the fact that Brandon Wright missed a total of 45 games this season, and I have to ask you, I mean, how frustrating is that for you as an athlete? You prepare. I mean, I know you, Brandon. You're very diligent. You're very disciplined. You do everything humanly possible to avoid getting hurt. Do you, at times, you feel like throughout your career, you're a bit betrayed by your body because you're missing time at a prime time in your career?
Yeah, you know, it is tough, and you do everything you can possibly to prepare for a long season. But, you know, and it's tough for, you know, any guy to go through this league and play the amount of years that, you know, we rack up, the amount of games we rack up, and not get an injury, not, you know, have a surgery. So, you know, I'm happy. I'm fortunate that I am healthy now. I'm feeling good. I'm ready. Almost ready to go. And that's what I look forward to. I don't look back on the surgery or anything like that. I just attacked rehab with a positive mind, and I'm feeling real good.
Absolutely. You always have that positive mindset and that bounce-back ability. You've been a part of this league for 8 years. Talk about just the mental side of it and how you continue to have that focus and stay positive.
Yeah, that's always a tough thing for some guys, you know, especially if you're younger. But I've been through so much in my career, you know.
Right.
You know, a little injury, you know, a stretch of play there. You know, you just got to fight through it. And I know it's a long season. You know, things happen, things change, a lot of up and downs. You continue to just fight through whatever, and you just go with it. And, you know, usually if you continue to work hard and stay positive, you reward it.
You know, I think through just and reflect on your 8 years in the NBA, and of course we met, you know, during your time with the Dallas Mavericks, and you played with one of the all-time greats, a future Hall of Famer in Dirk Nowitzki, and obviously, you know, one of the best European players of all time. But what is it like to play with Marc Gasol? I mean, what have you learned from him in terms of his discipline and his approach to the game? Are there similarities, perhaps, between Marc Gasol and Dirk Nowitzki?
Yeah, big time similarities. And, you know, just the difference between those guys right now is the championship. And, you know, Mark, he's striving to, you know, be a champion. Like I said, it's unfortunate with his foot and, you know, hopefully he'll be able to come back and make 100% recovery. But, yeah, he's just gotten so much better. You know, I've known him for a long time since I was in high school, and I've seen his growth as a player and a person, and it's pretty cool to watch.
Absolutely, Marc Gasol. But what about even Zach Randolph, being a teammate with him, and just some of the stuff on the pivot that you've learned from him down low?
Well, he's been doing it for a long time, and it's, in this day of age, it's rare to see, you know, guys that don't rely on athleticism to get the job done. And Zach is one of those guys. He can play for another 5 years if he wanted to, just because he runs angles well, he uses his body well, and he has a low center of gravity. So he's been around for a long time. You know, okay, take little things here and there from him.
Hey, Brandon Wright with us about another minute right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. So it's a sprint to the finish line. Give us an update, just kind of overall, where you see the Memphis Grizzlies at this point, and what are they going to have to do to move up in this incredible Western Conference standings, because it is survival of the fittest.
It is. And, you know, like I said, we had injuries. You know, we've been up and down. You know, we played better recently. But, you know, we got a tough stretch coming up in March, and we have to attack that. We haven't played very, very well against the teams in the league, and that's what we need to change. We're going to have a lot more. You know, obviously, we're going to have a new style of play. You know, not having Mark to throw the ball down there to him 30, 35 times a game. So we'll need to adjust, but, you know, we're looking forward to getting out there and showing what we can still do.
Well, Memphis is a team that prides itself on grit and grind basketball, but let's be real, the game has changed. How much have you guys had to adjust the game with this new dynamic and just how fast-paced? I mean, obviously, Golden State, they set the standard.
Big time. You know, we have to be able to match up with these teams. We have to be able to be just as athletic. But we can still mix it up, you know, and we, if we do what we do best and we do we play our tempo, you know, it can be tough on those teams too, but you got to be versatile in this league. Everyone knows that. You can't just play one way and expect to win.
Well, we're excited to have you back. Brandon Wright of the Memphis Grizzlies, he's going to return after the All-Star break. Breaking that news right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Continued success, and we wish you all the best, Brandon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Much more straight ahead tonight in hour number one at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.